Welcome back to the podcast called Tell the World. I'm your host, Ota. Blessings, everybody. How you doing? How's everybody doing? I think we're back in another Wednesday again. You're probably wondering, why do I always do these shows on Wednesdays? I'm not going to tell you why. Wednesday is just one of those days that's perfect for me, and I will leave it like that. We got to get to the end of this week. To unwind. We need to unwind our bodies. You know how you be. You're just trying to get through the week. Just trying to get through it. And sometimes you just need a break. Sometimes you need a break to escape. Do you guys have any breaks that you can escape to where you can just unwind and just fucking be yourself? Like, be yourself. Which brings me to drugs. I'm sorry. That came off a bit like, what? Did he say drugs? not the bad drugs. Not bad drugs. Not heroin, not crack, not cocaine, not even marijuana. You know what I'm saying? Not even that shit. Hell no. I mean something that can just really relax you and just take you on a trip. Take you on a nice voyage, a nice trip. I mean, a place nobody could go but you. Which brings me to mushrooms. I'll say it like this. I've been doing a little studying on them, and I've been been trying to understand what the benefits of mushrooms and for myself. I have dabbled a little bit with mushrooms, just a little bit, dabbling to the world of mushrooms. So, I read these studies, and I also came across a few documentaries that's on Netflix about shrooms and stuff, and what was the other one? LSD. I ain't fucking with no LSD. It's not my thing. But what's been here for so long, centuries, which has been the magic mushroom. And there's like studies on it. Some places it's just not legal. So, but the benefits of it, which help people to cope and help people to just see through a trauma life, get a better perspective about things that you've been through, things that you can't let go, things that you just haven't came grips to just letting go in your life. And I came across some. And was kind of like not sure about taking them because I was always scared because of the fucking stereotypes of what people say about them. And I'm not promoting it. I'm not suggesting it to you guys. I'm just giving you a viewpoint on experiences with the magic mushroom. Yeah. Now, I know that it's hard to understand that because when we're taught things, from our superiors or our teachers or just in general, what news media or what some things we read and some things that may not be great information that sounds like it's blocking you from just, understanding these types of these drugs, and there are bad drugs out there. But for the mushroom, the studies on it, and I was reading and I was seeing videos of how remarkable how these things have saved people's lives and stuff. I never heard of nobody getting drunk off of mushrooms, making bad decisions with mushrooms, hallucinating. I'm not sure. I think when they are hallucinating, maybe I'm thinking maybe something in their psyche or the psyche of their mind is not ready for something like that. So everybody's different, but I think you can have a bad trip as well as a person who drinks that's been quiet all day besides and decides to drink and decides to just blab out all your fucking business. That's a drunk for you. I'm telling
hiccup
everything. I'm sorry. But now people who have used mushrooms or in general, you find that they use other drugs too with mushrooms. Now, this is a bit confusing because sometimes people decide to mix other drugs with other drugs. Now, let's stick to the mushroom. I don't think you want to do that with mushrooms because I think that fucks up your psyche, just screws you up, and anything that's being mixed with other drugs is not good. Now, with the mushroom, it's different because it just feels like the movie The Matrix when it says, you know, you're making a choice to take the blue pill or you want to take the red pill, and you have to make a choice on if you're going to take either one of these pills. With the mushroom, it's just a decision. You either take it or you don't. It's just a choice. And but some of the studies and some of the therapy that I've seen, what it does for people and how they come out of it, you know, very interesting on how, you know, people who deal with trauma and deal with maybe a sickness like cancer and stuff. And sometimes death is not easy to come grips with when you know that you are. Let's just say that you're in that stage of cancer where there's no turning back because it's just out of control. So death comes across any person's mind knowing that they're going to pass away because of this cancer, this fucking cancer, this acid, this shit that just spreads all over your body and eventually you die. And it's never easy to hear a doctor say that you got this much time to live. But I did see some studies on mushrooms with people who have cancer, patients who knew that, you know, they didn't have long to live. And, you know, being afraid to die was something that was stuck into their mind, you know, something they couldn't come to grips with. But for those that doctors that have did studies on cancer patients who didn't have much time to live, they would take mushrooms and they had a better aspect about life and death. You know, they kind of like came to grips with it and understood that, they understood that death is just a process. It happens and there's no turning back from death, you know. But the mushrooms, just for what I saw and learned, that I saw that people got a better understanding to just keep living. Just keep living the best way you can and not stick inside your mind that your life is over with and that, you know, you just keep living. I think sometimes when we get illnesses, sometimes we go down. And I don't want to disrespect anybody that has cancer or anybody who's, you know, has passed away, because it's never easy to just accept something like death. You know, coming into this world and you don't want to leave. You don't want to leave your loved ones, and you just feel a... It's something, I guess, fear has a way, and death definitely has a way to put you there. But with mushrooms and some of the studies I saw, these people seemed to just have a better outlook of life that they had and just keep living and doing positive things for themselves and keep being happy. So I saw mushrooms doing miracles with, you know, people who just came out of how they were feeling and just living. So I saw that aspect of it too, as well as, you know, people who have anxiety, people who have depression, people who have those little things in their lives, those ill wills, depression, anxiety, which sucks. And these studies have shown that magic mushrooms help people cope with anxiety, reduces the anxiety, the depression, you know, give them a happy feeling, a clear thought in their head versus some of the meds that they take. Once again, I'm not suggesting that you should take them. You know, I know people do take meds for them and stuff, so out of respect, I'm not promoting mushrooms. I'm only giving you my personal experience and maybe some knowledge that I have read upon. Some of the cities that kind of like is legal. We got Ann Arbor, Michigan. I mean, it's legal there. You got Denver, Colorado. Hey, Denver. You know, marijuana is legal out there too as well. Oakland, California, Seattle, Washington. These are the places that have laws have passed to legalize these magic mushrooms. And I don't know. Maybe I have to go and look at to see if any crime rate is high in Seattle, maybe Oakland. I don't think mushrooms actually have people doing crazy shit. But, you know, let them tell it. You know, you'll have someone against my view and my opinion, they will say something different. And out of respect, they can. It's just it's freedom of speech to, you know, say what you feel. But with that being said, the studies have shown that it helps reduce anxiety and helps with depression. So just seeing this, you know, and it also helps with obesity. Now, sometimes, you know, sometimes our eating habits sometimes can get a bit out of control, or sometimes it just become a disorder. And obesity sometimes is a, I remember back in the 90s, it used to be a big problem. So, but mushrooms seems to help sort out that, as well as with alcoholism. Some studies help with, the mushrooms help with cocaine addiction. So these mushrooms, they have some benefits. Some benefits. But once again, I'm just stating that I'm not promoting the use. I'm only just speaking on studies of myself, as well as experiences with taking them. And let's just jump into some of my magic mushroom experience. Yeah. Well, when I first took them, I started off with microdosing because I was afraid to take them because, you know, the stereotype of what television and what people say to have you hallucinating and stuff, that stays stuck in my mind. So I didn't want to try the full thing. So I microdosed. I just put little pieces in my drink, and I would drink it, and, you know, I would get a little feeling, And then it would, you know, leave. So that's microdosing. I'm just trying to get the vibe of it. So I started adding a little bit more. I started to get the vibe of it. But then one day I just said, fuck it. I put the whole 3 grams in there. And I just went for it. I went for it. And so what I did was, I went to Chick-fil-A. Damn, I'm telling y'all my damn. I'm telling some things I shouldn't tell. I went to Chick-fil-A. Damn it, fuck it, let it go. The macaroni, man. The macaroni. Okay, that's why I went, because of the macaroni. anyway, and I could not. As I was placing my order, I drank it. I chopped it up, which was with a blender, and then I limed it down with lemon juice. Anyway, as I let it sit for about 20 minutes, I pulled orange juice on it, drank it, was on my way. Anyway, heading to Chick-fil-A for macaroni. By the time I got to Chick-fil-A, I could not get my order out because it had slowed my speech up. My speech was extra slow, so I couldn't get out the way I wanted to get out my order. But for some reason, the guy knew what I was trying to order, and he put my order through. I made the payment, moved on. About time I got to the house, I saw a wop in the trees. Wop, wop. It went wop with a warp. And I knew I was about to fall into the Alice in Wonderland rabbit hole. They call it the trip. Well, when I took that trip that it took me on, I started just seeing things. I got a view of myself looking into a room that had a high depth in it. This room looked like it was in the 70s, the furniture. Everything in there, the furniture-wise, was just clean as a whistle. I could see the high depth of not a speck of dust. Then I saw a picture of my mom. But my mom was like in her 20s, a younger version of her. And then I'm like, mommy, tear drops down my face. Then I find myself in my mom's belly, her womb, as a fetus. I'm inside the fetus. I saw two colors. I saw myself in a red, like cranberry color inside my mom's womb. Then it went to like a lime green. And I could hear all the gurgles inside my mom's belly because I was inside of her. Very touching. Then I started seeing all of these damn cats. They were ancient cats, like people cats, like literally like cats that could walk, but they had the cat faces. They had the arms and legs, but they had the cat face. And I just kept seeing them. And then I saw this lion. Then I thought I saw something fall in a plane in the sky. Anyway, I kept seeing these ancient cats. Then I got an opportunity to see some of my ancestors. Like, it showed me my ancestors. Like, I saw them. It was just crazy. But I kept seeing these ancient cats. They were getting more ancient, meaning that they started going backwards and backwards, so they got more ancient, more ancient, more ancient, more ancient, till I just saw flesh and bone. So many ancient cats. I said, damn, did that come from cat people? The weirdest shit ever. Then I saw a lion in black and blue, and the royalty of this lion that was in the sky. And I heard this high beam, like this lion came down with a big ass eye. and look down upon me. And I can feel the energy and I can feel that warm feeling and that buzz. And it just observed me. And I could feel his power. And I couldn't call it nothing but God. Because I bowed to it. Like, I could feel it. And you're probably saying, well, how could you see it in the way you were seeing it? It's just weird because it puts you into it just takes you on these different trips. And you find yourself in these places. Now, I can see in my real life reality, I can see my hands and legs. But at the same time, it's showing you stuff. Is it coming out my mind? Who knows? I have no idea. I'm just telling you what I felt. But that was one of my experiences. And I was in that car for probably about 2 hours. Once I got done and I got out that car, I felt clean in the head, clean in the mind. And I was able to, think. And for some reason, I didn't have a care in the world about shit. It was like, shit, I feel good. So if I heard a problem, I just felt like the problem didn't really mean anything to me because I felt like life was just more better than me focusing on a problem. So it gives me that feeling that makes me feel that way, that I don't give a damn about problems. It gave me space to not to worry about things. So that was a check mark. My mind was clear, and I just felt clean in the thoughts. Can you imagine the bullshit that we hear every day? Can you imagine with our eyes what we've seen, what we heard, that we haven't even got a clear thought of thinking in our lives? Think of a computer that gets cluttered, get attacked by viruses, the hard drive gets just, the capacity is full. It's moving slow, loading up slow, crashing, viruses, dead, it won't come back on. So imagine our minds being trapped with all the things that we hear, things that we see. You didn't get a chance to live. I don't think we're living the right way. Like the full capacity of living. In some aspect, I was just feeling like I didn't have to least worry about shit. Because my mind wasn't feeling that shit no more. And, you know, you hear people that take these mushrooms, they're thinking like, hey, man, I'll do it this way here. You would hear maybe a hippie say it like, just like, hey, dude, man. The world should be about peace, man. That's what it should be about, peace and love, man. We are all one, dude. We are all one. And you're probably trying to figure out, what the hell, peace and love? What do you mean, peace and love? But they actually make you feel good about everybody. Everybody, you just feel good. You're clear thinking, you feel good, and I don't know. I felt light. I felt clean. And then when my being of myself are around other people and some of the stuff that I hear them talking about or saying, I'm like, in my mind, you are wasting your time. And your reality, the way you're living in, is a waste of time. You're missing out on so many seconds of progress, so many seconds of learning and doing things. That's how I'm thinking. My mind is like in that state where I don't give a fuck about the social life of problems. I don't know. If that's what the mushroom does, that's what I felt. So that was that experience. Now, let's jump into the second experience when I took it. Now, I do remember when I did go a little bit, I added a little bit more from microdosing. I added a little bit more let's just say I microdose again, but I microdose with a little bit more. And I saw this, like, it felt like I was in the cosmos. And it felt like something was pulling me right into the Milky Way. And I woke up real quick. I was like, hell no, not yet. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. And, you know, that's when I went to the 3 grams. But let's go into the second time I took it. Now, this is just, this was so different. But it was more spiritual. So this particular one I took was like called Jedi Mind Tricks. I don't know, because I didn't have the label on it, so I can't say which one it was, because I probably would have hesitated before I took that one. But then again, I probably would have took it anyway. But I don't think it was Jedi Mind Tricks. I'm not sure. Anyway, so I take it. I drink it right away. I'm responsible, so I take it. I found me taking it like at the park around trees and shit. I got a better trip and destination where, you know, it takes me places. It just was a better connection. And in my case, I don't need people around me, you know, to watch me go through what I go through. And nobody would never know what I'm going through, because I don't crash out with myself being, hallucinating. Like, it don't take me to a hallucinative, just crazy spaz out shit. So I take it. And I drank it. As soon as I drank it, probably within 6 minutes, down the rabbit hole so fucking fast I went. Oh my God. This was crazy. I don't know if I could give you guys every details. I can. But it was the most craziest thing ever. So, let me see. Should I give you guys that story? I want to give you guys a full story. I think I got time to do it. Let me see. Can I kind of like get you through it? So anyway, I'm taking care of a situation for a friend. And I mess around. My friend tells me, oh, by the way, I had this crazy dream. I dream that these angels were taking the land and the water. And I asked him, why were they taking the land and the water from us that we needed that? Let's just pause it right there. I just said, well, damn, that's a weird dream. And I thought about it because I was trying to help the person sort it out. But, you know, we'll just pause it right there. It was more details, but I want to make it as brief as I can go to stay on this subject of mushrooms. So anyway, I take care of the situation, solve it, boom, bam, boom. Everything's okay, good. Moving on. That's the day I took the mushroom at the park. So I get to the park and I take it. Within 6 minutes, boom, down the rabbit hole. And look, while I'm down that rabbit hole I'm going, I felt like I lifted off into the sky, and I swear I thought I went past heaven, because it felt like when I came back down, I was going through a fucking G-force of myself, because I felt like I ascended up and came back down, and I took the deepest breath where I could feel my lung capacity, and it felt good because I could feel my pores, like I was breathing through my pores with a deep breath, like, I was like, what the fuck? And so I'm going on these trips, and don't think of the trips as something crazy. Just think of the trips as destinations. I'm seeing these colors. I'm seeing queens. I'm seeing goddesses. I'm seeing lions, and I'm just seeing all kinds of lions. I'm seeing colors. I'm seeing the most depth of royal blue you would ever want to see in your life, and gold popping out of it. Like, I'm seeing all this shit. All of it. Now, let's get past that. Let's get to the nitty gritty. Then all of a sudden, my arms raise up. I look around my windows and I'm like, what the fuck? I could see raindrops all on my windows. And I was like, when did it rain? So I got all the specks of rain around my windows. And I could see the tree out there in front of me. And I could see the split between the tree that looked like a V shape. I'm like, damn, interesting. The tree has a V shape. But if you look at trees, sometimes when they do the split amongst branches and limbs, you always see the V shape. But it's just strange. I kept seeing that outside. Like, my focus is on that one tree with the V shape. And then all of a sudden, what did I do? I looked around my windows, trying to figure out when did it rain. My arms raised up, and I'm like, wait a minute. Now, I will say this. I had someone watching me, so I wasn't by myself. I was video talking to someone. And I said, I don't know what's going on, but you're about to witness something. I don't know. Just watch. My arms started to raise up, and I could feel like something took over my arms. They were up in the air. And then all of a sudden, it just felt like something took over me, because I used these words that had glitches. And I was telling a person that you should feel privileged of what you're about to witness. It wasn't me saying it. It was something else. Because it was saying that you're the witness of seeing God. And it kept saying, God. It kept saying it and saying it and saying it. It kept saying the phrase, God. God. I couldn't believe it, because I'm like, okay. Going on. And I kept telling that person, you know, it's not me. Anyway, let me take you through this trip here a little bit more in depth. It felt like it was something else. I know it kept saying that it was God, but the person that was on the video, it kept telling them that they don't believe us. They don't believe us. They don't believe us. And I didn't want to speak in that thought like that. But I had to tell a person, they say that you don't believe them. And the person said, well, I do believe you. I do believe you. But they were saying no. Now, do you hear what I'm saying? It said it was God, but then it was saying that they don't believe us. Because it felt like it might have been more than one, but it felt like it was one. It was weird. And so the person said, well, I believe you. And I said, no, it knows that you don't believe. All of a sudden, the phone scrambles. I said, did you just see that? They were like, yeah. I said, it's not me. It is not me. It is not me. It scrambled again. I said, it's them doing it. It even shut the phone off, hung us up. It was the weirdest thing ever. Now, it was dark in my car, so they couldn't really see the video. But I was trying to show my arms being raised up like it wasn't me doing it. Anyway, it said something that was strangely caught my attention. It said that we wasn't doing the planet right. And it said that it forgave us. There was a moment where I caught myself looking around like I was observing outside. But I felt like that wasn't me. I felt like it was something that kind of like took over. It was almost like a possession. And it was just looking around outside at everything around me, which was a park and trees. It was the craziest thing ever, but it felt so spiritual. I don't know if it was manipulating or what. But I do know that it kept saying that to the person in front of me, that we don't look at you straight eye, we look at you side eye, meaning that we don't look at you straight with our eyes. We look at you from the side of our eyes. That's what he kept saying. And then it was using my hands, which is my fingers, and it was saying, we finger talk, like we finger speak. Craziest shit ever. I ain't never said no shit like that before in my life. But that's what it was saying. That's what it was saying. Now, I'll get to the last part. Because it was more stuff that was being done in that car that I was experiencing. And it just felt like it was something more spiritual. Now, it told me, oh my God, I'm trying to be nice with this. I'll give you this part. My bladder got full. I could not get out the car. But once my bladder said time to use the restroom, like piss, I had to go relieve myself. But it told me that it was okay for me to get up and to relieve myself. And I did it. Then it told me to get back in the car. I felt it. And then I saw my friend's dream that he had, that when he said he saw angels in his dream, and then he was asking the angels why were they taking the land and the water. And it showed me his whole dream. And then all of a sudden, it told me that I needed to call him. It told me to call him. With that being said, I called him. But I wasn't calling him looking straight with dialing my finger to the phone. I had to go side eye because it felt like something had took over. And I called him because I was trying to understand why was his dream connected with me. I'll leave it like this. I told him, you saw the angels, but you brought God to me. And I'm like, why would you do that? Because that's what it felt like. Now, maybe mushrooms, to me, from my experiences, I think that all of us are so different and we all do have purpose here on Earth. I think you have to just find it, and sometimes you have to go through shit to find your purpose. Sometimes you can be doing a lot of fucked up shit in your life. And sometimes a lot of stuff that we do in life, it sounds like you're living like you don't have a purpose, you don't have a care. It's only so many of us on Earth that would recognize or would question their purpose. And whenever you question your purpose, that means your purpose is calling for you. It's time. Whatever it is. I think we all have a purpose, but it's just certain individuals that question their purpose becomes more connected, that they feel like there's something that they need to do right in their life and fix to find their purpose, to get to the purpose. Nobody knows when their purpose is going to happen. You know, half the time, we don't know what to do in our lives once we get out on our own. It's hard to understand your purpose. But there's certain individuals that recognize that they do have purpose. But I believe, spiritually, we get called for our purpose. It's time for your purpose. Or what if your purpose kept calling you and you kept ignoring it? Yeah. You're ignoring your purpose. Does God give up on you? Nope. Your purpose, just keep calling, keep knocking. Oh, God. You're probably saying, why are you telling us this story? Don't know why. It's a podcast discussion. But with that being said, that was one of my trips that I had. Now, let's give you the episode. The after scene of the mushroom trip. Let's go back to reality. All of a sudden, with reality, the cops roll up on my ass at the park asked for my license. I said, do you want my insurance too? He said, no. He said, just give me your license. So I gave him my license. I have proof that this actually happened. Anyway, I see a second squad car come, and then all of a sudden, the officer makes his way back to my vehicle. And then all of a sudden, I see another cop come to my passenger seat. I said, uh-oh, damn. I'm like, God, you gonna let me go to jail? I'm gonna go to jail because of God. It was just, I was saying that because of the experience that I was experiencing. Because I was trying to call my friend because that's what it was telling me to do. And it was saying that we had a message to deliver to him. Don't know what it was until they came up. Anyway, I'm sitting in the car. Cops come to my car and says, here's your license. They didn't give them to me quite yet. The officer says, so why were you at the park again? I said, I'm on the phone with my friend here. That's what I told you when you drove up. I told you I lost track of the time. So, but I've been on my phone. And he said, yeah, yeah. He said, strange. He said, because I usually, you know, talk to my friends at home, you know, not at the park. And I'm like, okay, good, cool. That's cool. Anyway, because I know where he was going with that. And so I just kept my composure. And then I'm like, yeah. I said, but, you know, I'm on the phone with him, you know. What's up? Anyway, he says, as they're looking in the back of my car, he said, I noticed blah, 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 blah. I can't give out those details. I'll just say it like this. This is the day my car needed to be clean. Because he makes a comment like, you're not homeless, are you? And that's when I got a little bit upset. I said, dude, do I look like I'm homeless? I said, do you see what I got on? I said, what's in the back of my car, which was in my trunk, that was personal business. Then I gave him my business card. Then I told him, I'm insulted about that. So he says, is there any way, can we search your car? And now, I said, this is what he wants to do. So, I said, no, you can't search my car. So, let that be said, guys. If the cops ever want to search your car, and you have not had a moving violation, or just say they stop you, and whatever the cause was, as long as you, damn, this is going to sound backwards, but this shit actually works because it's your rights. My car was not in a moving violation. I was sitting still at the park, lost track of the time. He could not search my car because I didn't give him consent to search. So remember, if they ask to search it, say no, because they got to have a fucking warrant. And you got to have a proper cause to search my car. Okay, that's how I felt about it. Because you know what? I was free to go home. So I said, no. I said, your job is, because when you asked to search my car, I said, your job is to give me my license back and tell me to go on with my day and not to be at the park after 10. But I said, you want to search my car. I said, give me the same rights that you would give any color of race. Just tell me not to be at the park at a certain hour. And that's my first warning. We leave it like that. Oh, he got upset because he felt like, damn, this dude is too freaking smart. There was no reason to search my car. You probably said, but you had, nope. He was not going to find anything. He didn't have proper cause to search my car, and I said no. I felt like he actually invaded my space by telling me what I was doing wrong. Now, due to the fact that I did do something wrong, was that being at the park after hours, after 10:30, the parks are off limits. So that was my fault. But his job was to give me a warning. He didn't smell no drugs. He didn't see no alcohol. He didn't see any of that. So, damn it, I got away. I'm sorry. am I teaching the right way or am I just being just backwards? I'm just saying. I thought I was a goner. I thought I was a fucking goner. There's a lot of stuff I left out with the journey of the mushrooms. But those were just some trips of the mushrooms that they take you on. And trust me, I have not found nothing wrong in my life when I did take those mushrooms. So now you're probably saying, do you do them all the time? Nope. Nope. I don't use and abuse. Don't do that shit. I'm sorry. I'm in control. I am in control of my life. I did have an experience. And it was a great experience. Whether it was hallucinating or not, whether it fucked with my feelings, my path in my life is right. And I'm a good person. I'm sorry. I am. So sometimes when people do drugs, it's weird to understand how people can get hooked on the bad drugs that will fuck you up, the toxic drugs. Some would say, well, mushrooms are the same. No, they're not. Not from my experience. Not from a lot of people's experience. But that was my experience of the magic mushroom. Well, guys, we're going to leave out with this show right here. And thank you guys for listening. You have a blessed evening.